as we will be reading a very familiar passage of Scripture. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. On March 5th of this year, a father and son were attending a spring training baseball game between the Atlanta Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And as they were attending the ball game, one of the players, as he was batting, lost grip of the bat. And as he lost grip of the bat was swung into the stands. And a very fortunate photographer got a picture of the father as he reached out his hand and just in the right moment deflected the bat from hitting his son. This morning, we have a video of the interview that was done with both the father and the son, and we will show that video at this time.
Back now with that heart-stopping moment at a baseball game. Take a look at this picture. The hero dad reaching out and blocking a flying baseball bat from hitting his son. Very scary close call. But now Sean Cunningham and his son Landon join us from Maitland, Florida. Hello, you two. How are you guys doing?
Well,
good morning. Good.
Good morning.
Hey, Sean, could you take us back to the moment that you see the bat flying at your son Landon's face?
Yeah, we were just down there for the day watching the Pirates play the Braves. It was part of an early birthday present for my son, and my wife and daughter dropped us off so they could go do some shopping. And he wanted to get a couple pictures and shoot them to his mom in a text, so I let him borrow my phone while he was looking down just to see how they turned out before he sent the text. I saw the bat slip out of the player's hands, and was headed towards us, and didn't have a lot of time to react, and just did whatever I could to try to block it or deflect the bat, and really had no idea how close it came to my son's face until I saw the picture Sunday night.
But I tell you, it's really scary when you see the picture. It almost takes your breath away. But what goes through your mind, like you said, when you saw the pictures, you realized what it really happened and how close it came to hitting Landon. But what goes through your mind when you see the pictures now?
I'm thankful that he's okay and you know, God was with us and looked out for us. My heart sank at first because I didn't realize how close it came to my son's face before I could get my arm in the way. But just very thankful that, you know, everything turned out and no one was seriously injured.
Now, Landon, what do you say? Is your dad a hero?
Yes, my dad is a hero.
I've entitled my message, My Father is With Me. You can see a very alert father with peril headed toward his son. He was willing to do what was necessary to protect his son. Our Heavenly Father this very day is alert to the perils of this world and loves us enough to stretch out his hands and to deflect the harm that comes our way. God has extended a new covenant or a new agreement or has given us a new promise that is validated and authenticated by the sacrifice and the love of Christ on the cross. As we move to a new beginning, we have the beginning of school, we have the beginning of a new church year, or maybe just the challenges of a new day. I hope we are able to grasp the understanding that God desires a relationship with every one of us, and He desires us to walk in step with Him. The challenges of life are many. Matter of fact, in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, we read these words, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I'm sure if we were all asked this morning, we would each have a word to share or maybe be able to give an event of challenges or concerns that are going on in each of our lives, be it starting of school, be it the welfare of those in the military. Maybe today it's a time of fear. Maybe today it's a time of uncertainty. Maybe today just the perils of life seem to be increasing. Well, just as that father was willing to outstretch his hand and was willing to do what was necessary to protect his son, God Himself has promised to protect us, has promised His presence with us, and has promised to provide as we go through this life. I love the quote of the little 9-year-old boy. Matter of fact, I've studied it and have just tried to implement it in my life. When he was asked, "Would you return to a baseball game again?" he said, "I will. As long as I am with my dad, I'm okay." And I pray that that thought is prevalent in your mind this morning. As long as I'm with my Heavenly Father, I am okay. The perils are real. The challenges are many. But the promise is real as well. I was taught as I grew up that a promise was only as good as the person who was making the promise. That some people you could know that the promise was valid, that the promise was going to be carried out, and others you just simply didn't believe. God Himself in this passage of Scripture has made a promise with us. He's made an agreement. He's made a pledge. He's made a covenant. And in order to ratify that covenant, He sent His Son to bring about a sacrificial, redemptive, and forgiving death. Matter of fact, when you look up the definition of the word atonement, it has this definition: the reconciliation of God and humankind through Jesus Christ to be at one with God through Christ. In a few short moments, we are going to partake of communion. What better picture of a father willing to protect his children? What better picture than to think that the celebration of Christ's sacrifice for us, that we will be partaking of the broken body and of the shed blood that Christ offered to us. His promise is real. The perils, the challenges of life are many. The promise is real. But it begins with our walk of faith. Many of the backpacks here have been stationed to represent a hope and an expectation that they will be a tool used to assist a child in developing in their studies and the gifts that God has given them. They are an expression of love and an investment in a child's future. Today is a walk of faith. That is the reason we have gathered. It's because we believe that we have a Heavenly Father that has agreed to meet with us, and we come in all worship, and we come to share with Him just how thankful we are for the many blessings He's given us. Maybe you can reflect on your first day of school. I remember my mother taking me to school that morning. Mrs. Burnett was to be my teacher. I made my way to my classroom and already knew several of the students that were there. But it was a place of safety. It was a place that I knew I belonged. There was a secure feeling by being there. As we anticipate the coming of another day, as plans are made, as schedules are filled, and you and I begin to plan our future, isn't it wonderful to know that we have a Heavenly Father that is willing to outstretch His hand and to protect us? Came across two quotes that I think are very applicable at this time. One is by Abraham Lincoln. It's in your bulletin. And it simply says this: faith is not believing that God can, but that God will. And the second is this: faith is not being sure of where you are going, but going anyway. A journey without maps. So today we each have our own backpack. We fling our backpack over one shoulder, and with the other hand, we reach up and grasp the hand of God. And we're ready for the day. Our backpacks are ready. Our hand is in God's hand, and we're ready to face whatever the world should give. You may be familiar with this beautiful song, but I'd like to close with it. Let the words kind of sink into your soul. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. The challenges are many. The promise is real. And the walk is difficult. But we have a backpack over one shoulder, and we have the hand of God with the other. And we are ready. My Father is with me. May we pray together. Our God, this morning, you extend an arm to deflect many of the perils of life. And the ones that you allow to reach us have done so with your permission. It is my prayer that we have our backpacks ready. It is my prayer that we have our hand in yours, and we are prepared to face the day. May we learn to walk by faith. May we learn to approach your table with all hope and all expectation. And our God, may we always be reminded that as long as I have my Father with me, I'm okay. And in your precious name we pray. Amen.